If you would turn in your Bibles to the Christmas story as we find it in Matthew this morning, this shining, illuminating story, the best story ever. And today we're just going to hear the part about the Magi, the wise men from the East. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Let's listen to God's word together. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born, and they responded, "In Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go, search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me.'" Do you hear the evil in that? Sometimes we read it like, "Well, report to me." No. Report to me. I'm your friend. I'm such a good guy. Herod, so filled with hatred and paranoia that he actually killed his own children whom he thought were plotting against him. Had his own family murdered and assassinated. Very interesting statement. "I too would like to go worship him." What a liar. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him, and then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another way. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Let your good news come now, O Father, not only in word and in truth, but with power and full assurance through your Holy Spirit. For we are here today asking it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. I really do want to thank all of us, all of you who came today on Christmas Sunday. Christmas Sunday. It's a shining day, a day of just shimmering glory when you reflect on it and think about it, because it shimmers with God's glory because of the story of what's behind and in the midst of what we celebrate during this season of the year. Today, I want us to see this story told by some kids at a church in Kentucky. So this is the Christmas story as remembered and told by children.
An angel came to see Mary. She was doing laundry, and then the angel just appeared and she was really scared. So Gabriel was like, "Mary, you're going to have, I can't say it good. Mary, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby, and you will call him Jesus." And then Mary was like, "I'm not going to have a baby yet. I'm only a teenager. I'm not married." Then the angel Gabriel told Joseph that Mary is not lying. You are having a new baby. And so they met up. They went to Bethlehem, which was Joseph's old town.
They ride a donkey.
Yeah. I don't know.
A camel.
Oh, yeah, a camel.
She said, "This donkey's fast." They tried to go to a hotel, and
they asked the keeper for a place to stay. The keeper said,
"We have no rooms. Literally, no rooms."
So Mary
And Joseph walked away sadly, but then he said,
"The only place in here in Bethlehem that you can stay is a stable." And then he just pointed the way and they followed. When the shepherds were taking care of the sheep,
then they saw angels.
The angels said, "A new baby is getting born, who is King of the Jews."
The angel was singing,
"Glorious." And then the shepherd said, "I think we should go there and meet him." The second, I think, said, "Yeah, I agree with you." And the other said, "Yeah, me too." They had to walk through a bunch of grass and bushes, maybe have to camp out a night. Then the wise men heard about it.
And then a star appeared.
We should probably follow that star. It's pointing down to the barn.
So maybe we should follow it. Maybe. So the wise men went to Jesus.
They gave them gifts.
A stuffed animal, like a hippo one that I have at home.
Some diapers, and some wipes, and some milk, some shoes, some Jordans.
Gold ring and Latimer.
And I don't know how I would survive in that barn. Too stinky, too crowded, and ugh.
I think he probably pooped because the room was very smelly. Thank you for coming.
He's adorable.
He's gonna be our best friend.
I love you, and you're the best baby I ever seen. There, I said it.
The new baby is gonna change the world.
Now, I have to ask you, have you ever heard it told better? Here's the thing. You know, I do want to point out, biblical scholars, these children are not. But they got the story right. They got the story right. He's the best baby ever. He's going to be our best friend. And he's going to change the world. They really got the essence of the story. Here's the thing. This is the best story ever. But we have to remember what stories are all about. Here's the deal about stories. Here's what makes a story a story. A story has to have someone who's sent on a mission. There's something they really have to do. And then there's a barrier to the mission. There's a barrier to the task that's getting done. And then the main character overcomes the barrier or all the barriers. And some people help the main character or the hero or the heroine. And some people make it harder. Now, all great stories, every great story has those elements, or it's not a story. Here's an example of something that's a fact. It's not a story. Little Red Riding Hood took some food to her grandmother. That's a fact. It's not a story. But if you change it in the following way, Little Red Riding Hood was taking food to her grandmother. She was sent by her mother to feed her grandmother who needed the food, and a big bad wolf was after her. And she was saved by a woodsman in the woods, and finally she got there despite all the danger from the big bad wolf and delivered the food to grandmother. Then it's a story. Do you see the difference? A baby was born in Bethlehem. That's just a fact. It's not a story. But what makes this a story is that baby was sent on a mission. What's the mission? The mission is to restore everything in creation, everybody in the world, everything that exists, to save it from being cut off from God, because everything has been. And there are all kinds of barriers to the baby fulfilling the baby's mission. The one that we see in the story I read for us from Matthew this morning is King Herod. Man, he is not helpful. In fact, he is an example of a person who has crossed over the line and is so intent on taking care of himself and making up his own rules that he will destroy what God has sent, even though he knows that this is the Messiah. He's told this is the Messiah. He's born in Bethlehem. And what he says in his wicked heart is, I don't care. I want the kingship for me and for my kids, and I know what's best. So he's after the baby. He doesn't succeed because there are some people who help the situation, otherwise known as wise men from the East. They're not even part of Judaism, but they get it. And there's a mom and a dad who've listened to what they've been told by God and are following through beautifully. They're angels who help. And then as the story progresses, there's barrier after barrier after barrier. People who don't get it as the baby grows up. Other people who oppose him when he begins his ministry. And then there's this final barrier called death. And if we don't know any better and we haven't read the rest of the story, we think, oh my gosh, it's over. The good guy lost. In the end, death won. But in the end of this story, he conquers death. And the story ends with the baby who is sent on a mission, completing it for the benefit not only of humankind, but of all creation. That's why this is a shining, beautiful story. That's why this is the best story ever. It's a true story, but it's the best story ever. Just a few things here that I want to point out. And one of them is very simple and very direct. And we know it and we hear it and we say it. But when Christmas falls on Sunday and everything is sort of packed together, I think we get to remember it in a different, more unique, clear, and shining way, and it is this. We're in that story right now. The full end of the story hasn't been written. We are part of it being written right now in the stories of our lives. And so here are just a couple of other things from the story that I want to just point out. And this is amazing. Because we aren't used to stories where this happens in quite the same way. God is going to break through every barrier that has ever existed or ever will exist between God and a lost and broken creation to reclaim what he loves. God will not be stopped or thwarted. That includes me and that includes you. It doesn't matter whether it's rebellion or indifference or violence and abuse or hatred or hunger or anything else that's just bad stuff. And there's a lot of bad stuff. That baby overcomes every barrier. But there's one other thing that I think we really need to hear from this story, and we tend to miss it. And it's this. This world, is as important as eternity. There is a mistaken view held by many Christians that this world and this existence is bad and is to be escaped, that one day we get to escape it and go to heaven. Yay! But Jesus, becoming a baby, lets us know the opposite, that in fact, God takes this world and transforms it through that baby into his eternal kingdom through Jesus. That God in Jesus, through his Spirit, restores all things to their proper place in believing in God, in hearing God's word, and in having the ability through Jesus to do it. And that what God is doing in Christ is as much for this world as it is for the next. That's why it's important that Jesus became a baby. And you know, in that story that the kids told, I almost thought, oh, it's a little dangerous where the little boy says, and I think that the baby Jesus, when he was in that smelly little place, I think he pooped. I thought, you know, I'm not sure if we want to mention that in church on a Sunday morning. But here's what it means. He really was human, and he really was God. And he really did take upon himself our existence in order to transform it. Two philosophers wrote a best-selling book that came out just a few years ago, one from California, Berkeley, the other from Harvard. And here's the title of the book. The title of the book was All Things Shining. It was the basic point of the book. The philosophers, if you want to know, are Hubert Dreyfus and Sean Kelly. I don't know if they're believers or not, but here's what they say in the book. They lament how, in our contemporary society, because of the way today people make themselves or try to make themselves the final judge of what is true and what is meaningful or not, because we think that resides within us, what they say is that our society and most cultures have lost the sense of shining glory. That's the word they use. We've lost the sense of shining glory that comes from God making all things and filling them with meaning and purpose. Something outside of us. Something above us and beyond us that fills with truth and meaning so that individuals are not the source of having to figure all of that out. I would continue and say when God is seen as the creator and the redeemer, instead of us making up truth and meaning, which we will always on our own fail at miserably, when we do allow God to be the source and the one who redeems us, the source of what is true and meaningful and the one who redeems us, when we do that, then we discover the beauty and the truth that are already there in this life and in the world because God is the one who has put them in. And then all things are, in fact, shining. And this little story of God coming to earth in a little baby against all odds and despite all barriers and all future attempts in the story to destroy him means that in Jesus and in the baby, all things will shine. It's the best story ever. That's the best story ever. There, I said it. May you enter into this story fully and let God restore you to the life that he has prepared for you this Christmas and every day. Let's pray. Lord, thanks for this story. It's simple, it's remarkable, and it has all of the marks of your amazing, creative, shining, beautiful love. Help us to receive it and believe it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.